Here it is, podcast, January 30th, 2021.
We're here.
Patrick's here with us from the Irish Bunker tonight, Patrick via satellite. Welcome back, Patrick.
Hunkering down
in the old bunker.
Yep.
So another great day in America. Another great week of interesting things always happening. I guess the main story we should talk about is GameStop.
Yeah.
And them crazy day traders fucking the big guys.
Yeah, I know. It's
underdog heroism.
Well, after, you remember the whole, Wall Street thing, the financial crisis in 2008, mm-hmm. Bernie Madoff and all those Goldman Sachs fucks.
Lehman Brothers.
They kind of all got together and, how can we rig the system so that I can get money so then I can be a relevant wrinkled bag of shit? And then everyone else can suffer because of it. So they did that, and it was well accomplished because our life was in the shitter.
Yeah.
And then after that no real jail time for that.
Yeah.
But I'm finally glad.
They got bailed out.
I'm finally glad we can chase down one of these motherfuckers, and turns out they're just on Reddit. Turns out it's a bunch of people that are just on Reddit who decide that they were going to shortchange the system for them for once. And
yeah.
You know what? I'm glad that the politicians are finally getting some regulations in order.
Yeah, there you go. I think it's just kind of a David Goliath story where, definitely the Reddit guys got in there and figured out that, instead of shorting the stock, they've promoted the stock. I'm not saying, we know that GameStop is pretty much a dying store.
Well,
it's brick and mortar.
You can
get all your video games online. You don't need to go there and buy them.
It's like you'd have I have a collection of games that are all signed by the people who created them, and I want to trade them in. They're like, I'm going to give you a tube of toothpaste, half a pack of Pall Malls, and some old shoelaces I found behind the dumpster,
and a dollar.
So that might be part of the reason that their stocks weren't doing so great.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm not shitting on the people who turned the stocks around. I think that's fucking hilarious. But,
It is hilarious. I think, but they just proved a point that, when people get together and work in a mass against the big guys, that we actually win.
Anything's possible. Success is possible.
Yeah.
There's a guy in Boston that amassed $47 million from that day.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Something like that young guy.
He gave up his... that was the guy who, let the cat out of the bag. and he, invested his whole life savings, which was, $50,000 into it.
When you see an opportunity like that.
Yeah. And then there was, a kid, a six-year-old kid, his mom bought him, six or seven stocks.
Oh,
and
he got, $4,000 or something.
$4,000.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, that's cool.
And then there was another, 10-year-old who bought a bunch, and he made a bunch of money. He made, $8,000 or $7,000.
You know who's going to take credit for it, though? I mean, Uncle Joe here.
They're scared.
Yeah.
They're scared. They're like, oh, shit.
Because they don't know who to side with. That's
right.
The problem now. Now that they won the election, they don't know who to fucking side with.
Yeah. And really, I feel like that whole thing on, even Reddit, those guys, that was probably pretty much a bipartisan fucking, fuck you to Wall Street. I think, there was plenty of Republicans and plenty of conservatives and plenty of liberals on that same site.
Hell yeah.
Wall Street is a win.
Yeah. Yeah, anytime. Trading places right there, guys.
Yeah, which we could do.
How you feeling, Reggie? Feeling great, Lewis.
I wish we could combat an actual version of classism that's not, AOC style, where nobody else is allowed to make their cows fart or fucking...
Right, or,
an exaggeration. But she is fucking retarded, so...
Right.
Let's not go too crazy.
And then actually accusing Ted Cruz of almost getting her murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Don't worry. Someday she's going to kill her own career.
Pretty hefty accusations you're making there, lady.
As we sitting next to Whitmer. I don't condone the actions, but, let's be honest, that almost happened.
Yeah, she almost did get kidnapped.
Yeah.
They were actually really trying to do that.
It's not the most positive note, but, we're not all about positive notes here. It's all the notes combined, then you're like, wow, everyone's a shit show.
Yeah.
<It's>
There's not much difference.
So in the meantime, everything we consume and do and have is still made in China.
You're correct. Yeah, there's 7-year-old Uyghurs in right now snapping together fucking iPhones and.
Why they sterilize their women.
Yeah, no, because you don't want too many of them. It is a genocide, but it's a quiet genocide. Yeah,
it's
so,
okay.
You know, and it's better. Yeah.
Under the table, you know.
Yeah. I'm just glad that Hitler Trump is out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Give
yeah.
Give me to my safe space, please. Oh, shit. I'm going to piss myself.
My thing is,
yeah,
Trump wasn't such a fucking blowhard and a big mouth. You know, he would have done... We would have done
well,
a lot.
We knew that. Yeah, we knew that was a fault.
I mean, it was genius that he, like, you know, went directly to the base with Twitter and everything. And but he just couldn't. It was always about, you know. After a while, after somebody keeps telling you that they're great, you get fucking tired of it.
Very true.
You're like, yeah, the guy's doing a good job. I just wish he'd shut up about it. You know.
Well, that's not going to happen. That is the person that got chosen for that. Like, we all knew
right.
this.
Yeah, we knew it was coming at.
And that's why I kind of point out the whole thing. People on the more left side, like, they, you know, point out this. Like, everybody sees, and everybody on the right seems to idolize Trump, which isn't correct.
Right.
But the people who do, the reasons they think it's for are totally incoherent. And, like, yeah, all of a sudden, a bunch of aggressive hillbillies are being like, you know what? I've always admired rich people from New York. So this is the time for our representation to come true.
Yeah.
I admire people with gold-plated toilet seats. And, you know, it wasn't about who he was. It was about the fact that he would shake up the system and the fact that he'd make the policy changes
right.
that had fucked over. And it's not like... America was at the point where our political system was so broken that you didn't even have to really fix shit. You just had to fix a few things that people were really complaining about that when, you know, that made sense for the side that you were on. And that's all you gotta do. How broken is our system if all you have to do is fulfill a few tacit agreements and people are like, this guy's great.
Super.
Like,
wow. Yeah.
But no, that's a lesson against him, because he's a narcissistic baby, but not anyone else who criticizes him, right? Not anyone else. They're not cut from the same cloth at all. No. Not this Democratic New Yorker rich person. No, they're not cut from the same cloth. They're not the same type of person. That's why they hated him so much. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like jerking off and going, "Ooh, I was good to myself."
I am my own best lover.
I might call me again tomorrow. Yeah.
It's a good thing about, you know, it's like, you know, it's like Rosie or Juanita tonight. And I said, it's always Rosie or Juanita tonight. You know, who's it going to be?
Yeah.
But that is a fair point, though, because it is just a bunch of people who are jerking themselves off. That's all it is. That's all we... Everybody complains about the same thing, but then puts it on the opposite side. Not equally, mind you. It's not, you know, 50-50, but, you know, the majority of people like to kind of blame shit. And I was like, well... You know, it's like the other side's still doing the same thing. So it's everybody's still doing the same shit. Everybody's still doing the same shit they were 30 years ago, and everybody wants to encounter a problem like it's something new.
Yeah, like something like there's a new thing going on.
Yeah.
And it's that willful ignorance that has fucked us.
Yeah, we've let it go.
Obamacare back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, well, Joe Biden's on like number 48. Executive order. He's working for 100 executive orders in 100 days, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, no, I can't wait.
He's a signing machine. He's just
There was...
Oh, yeah.
I heard one, like, he got caught on a hot mic kind of whispering to, like, he's like, I don't even know what I'm signing. You hear somebody in the background go, just sign it. Just sign it.
That's...
Yeah. Here, sign this. Okay. Colonel Blake.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, again, that's been a problem in politics for, I mean, longer than I've been alive. You know, but...
Sorry, listeners. But, yeah.
Good to see that we're not solving old problems.
Yeah. But I guess apparently 80 million people wanted to go back to normal government where you just got some old white guy up there just...
Yeah, they just wanted to forget about it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
I mean, you think we had Caligula in the government as president when Trump was in there.
Oh, my gosh. He was a racist, homophobic, xenophobic...
Yeah.
I don't know. What other tag can we put on?
Yeah, any sort of massage term that you
massage
that you get fed to you.
Yeah. Pussy grabbing piece of shit.
Yeah. So where are all the pictures of Uncle Joe touching all these little girls that we used to see?
Yeah, I don't know. They're Ghislaine Maxwell's holding on to him. She's going to keep a real good hold of him until she dies mysteriously from COVID. Then it doesn't matter. They're going to stuff it all, with Hunter Biden's laptop, and they're going to bury it. And then all of these leftists wonder why you get these QAnon conspiracy theorists. And I want to acknowledge that some conspiracies are true, but at the same time, it's like, all right, there's a limit to the other side as well.
Exactly.
I don't think 5,000 people of Capitol Rise represent, 73 million people who voted?
Well, the difference...
Yeah, it's kind of a... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, I guess the difference between QAnon and them being conspiracists and spreading fake news and shit would... That the mainstream media is mandated by the state pretty much, so it's okay for them to spread.
Yeah, they're just a much more well-funded QAnon.
Yeah,
they got
better graphics.
Yeah. The insurrection in the nation's capital is overshadowed. No, it is not overshadowed by the fucking autonomous zones in Portland and Seattle and
oh yeah, I'm glad Antifa stopped after the election. Oh wait,
what are you guys talking about?
Just like before, it never happened.
That's right.
That was a peaceful fire, and there was one, and that was it, and then it was gone.
Well, then I'm
just like Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. But good news. I mean, BLM's been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize for their parsley.
Oh, so we're nominating organizations now, are we?
Yeah. BLM.
Not even people, because people are so inconsequential that have gotten the Nobel
because,
Peace
you know, how
Prize in recent years that. Peaceful, apparently organizations are fine.
How peaceful everything was last year.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? We're going to do that. The ASPCA gets the Nobel Peace Prize nomination. That's what they get because apparently we're doing organizations now.
Yeah,
it's not just people. People don't matter.
Yeah, this was reported by the New York Post. Black Lives Matter has been nominated for the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize. A pitch that alludes to the movement's fight against racial injustice, but takes little note of the deciding non-peaceful violence and property damage that has been committed in its name.
It was non-peaceful.
BLM was nominated for the humanitarian honor by a Norwegian politician.
Who held
its multiracial breath, calling it a very important worldwide movement to fight racial injustice, The Guardian posted. There you go.
So it's somebody who's like, you have to put racial 7 times in every article, and they're just trying to write an article around that.
Yeah.
That's what these incoherent people fresh out of fucking college that shouldn't have graduated to begin with, being like, I'm a journalist.
But yeah, the good news is that, you know, on the other side, you know, BLM's getting nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, and the Department of Homeland Security has issued the first national terrorism bulletin for domestic extremists. So be careful.
I thought that was already illegal.
Let's see. The Department of Homeland Security issued its a First Nation terrorism bulletin about violent domestic extremists, warning that they could attack in the coming weeks. And boiled by the June 6 riots at the U.S. Capitol.
Weren't they giving Trump so much shit when the whole caravan thing was going on about how they're trying to oversell like this? And they're doing the exact same thing, but with their people that they pick.
DHS is an advisory Wednesday's
said Patrick.
Violent extremists opposed to the government and the presidential transition could continue to mobilize to incite and commit violence. Through the department said it does not have evidence of the specific plot, though. But they don't have any evidence, but they're issuing a warning.
You don't need evidence.
So we're not we don't have any real evidence that these people are plotting, but we're going to tell you that they are. So you can have a little fear and watch out for those crazy Trump supporters out there getting ready to lock and load. What are you doing? You cooking? What are you doing? It always sounds like you're cooking meth there.
Well, apparently there's a good profit margin. He missed the whole investing in GameStop thing, so he's got to do fucking something.
Yeah, I mean, we all missed out on that. God damn it, I should have been reading Reddit.
You know, Breaking Bad, the inspiration.
Yeah.
I was like, just think if I just throwing $100 in that shit. I'm like, hell yeah. Like 10 grand, right? Something
like
that.
Yeah, it's like the people who missed out on Bitcoin.
Yeah. Like the people who missed out on Bitcoin. Me. Yeah, I miss out on all the good shit because I'm usually like working.
Like an asshole.
And then I walk in there. I'm like, what? Really? You could have bought it for $6 and it's worth $325 today? What? Yeah. Always on the back end going, what the fuck? I suck.
So did you guys hear that on the news this morning, I saw that UPS and FedEx are actually going to do the same thing that T-Mobile did with Sprint, I think. You know, they're going to merge.
Really? Wow. No, that's going to create a giant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what it's going to be called, though, right?
What?
Fed up.
But I'm bump. We're here all week, folks.
I like the sad reality that Monopoly was a game to us and a legitimate thing to other people.
Yeah.
You know the story about FedEx, though, the guy that created that thing?
No.
No.
He was a in the 60s, late 60s, I think, was a Harvard graduate.
Okay.
Doing his doctorate or PhD in economics or something like that. But his final PhD was FedEx. It was his game plan for the business.
Oh.
Wow. And they shot him down. They said, no way, you know.
You can't do that.
It's not going to work. And look where we are.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, he really created that kind of on-time delivery thing, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Grid and Empire. I mean, you had UPS out there before FedEx, but they were still like kind of like the mail, you know?
Yeah.
I remember as a kid, I used to think they were called UPS. It's like I'd see the brown, like, you know, like around Christmas time, like the UPS guys started showing up a lot more around the house. And as a young kid, I'd be like, UPS is here. What's in the box, Mom? Nothing. Run back into the bedroom.
Now you get a bunch of surly people working throughout the pandemic, and you're like, you know who that is? They got mad ups.
Mad ups. They got the mad ups.
They're mad.
They're mad ups.
They're mad because they're still working overtime, and everybody else is like,
yeah. But now Amazon's in the shipping business. They're doing a pretty bang up job. It's like if they can't get it out to you, they'll just hire some guy in a VW bus to drop it off to you.
That sounds more entertaining, yeah.
Sounds more exciting.
Yeah, I would actually rather that be the thing than just have some penis-headed motherfucker controlling a drone somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
That flies all the shit that you don't really want, that they told you they want, that they're just going to fly around in circles till you get sick of it, and you're like, fine, just drop it. And they drop it, and they charge you $20.
Yeah, you know, Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset, that's what he said. 2030, I'll just have drones dropping your shit off at your door, so.
Well, whether you want it to or not.
The chemtrails used to be, 35,000 feet, those jetliners.
Yeah, now they're going to be about 60.
Excuse me again, folks, sorry. That's just Bill Gates spraying ash into the air to block the sun.
Yeah.
We'll put an end to that global. I'm like, if you're worried about the, I mean, where does that work? You know, I mean, global warming. You put more shit into the air. Would that just seems like you would hold the heat and more.
The way I see it with the chemtrails is, if you include all the other stuff into it, by the end of it, we're gonna have to have a gay frog month. So.
Well, you know, I mean.
There's going to be so many of them from the chemtrails.
But earlier this week, the World Economic Forum met in Davos, Germany, and I was at Davos.
Oh, fun. What a fun place.
And I watched some of Chairman Xi's fucking speech as an interpreter, and he's talking about peace and equality and bringing equal shit to people. And I'm thinking, well, what about the Uyghurs? What about those people you're killing? What about, you know, the repressive government that you're running?
Yeah.
You know?
No, imagine if Winnie the...
re-assimilation camps or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever they're doing.
Re-education.
Yeah. So, and I'm thinking, this guy's... And then they're talking the same shit that I hear from, you know, other politicians. And I'm just like, oh, my God, this is... We're in the Great Reset. They're really fucking making a go for it.
Oh, yeah. If Winnie the Pooh was a psychopath and he's just got Eeyore back there just making shoes until he decides to get rid of him.
But then I saw in a report...
You're irrelevant, Eeyore.
But then I saw in a report on CBS where they said, you know, that it's a conspiracy theory. And I'm like... It's not. It's in your face. The World Economic Forum, the Great Reset. Klaus Schwab sits in front of a back banner and says, "The Great Reset." You know,
it's like, come on, guys.
Why are you like? Oh, it's not a conspiracy. It's just to make the world better.
Yeah.
When German people start telling you they're going to make the world better, you should be careful.
Yeah.
You should probably question it.
Yeah, and that's probably part of the issue.
Yeah.
People don't question the right things. It's like, I should question stuff. So you go to someone else and go, what should I question? Like, question these things. Like, good, I'm a very questionable person. Like, yes, you fucking are.
Yeah. But even with, Joe Biden, he's all over that shit, too. I mean, he preaches it, equity, and, you know, his build back better.
Your public opinions.
Yeah, build back better and shit like that and all that. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, he's a fucking globalist for sure. Yeah. All the same shit that they're preaching at the World Economic Forum and stuff.
Well, they've been partying it up in Wuhan for about a month because their restrictions have been lifted.
That's right. They're all good. Well, everybody else, you know, California's starting to lift, and New York, they're all kind of like, hey, it's okay. But apparently, I guess Gavin Newsom's petition to have him recalled has reached like 2 million signatures.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of significant.
Yeah. Interesting, yeah.
And then
not to mention the hordes of people that have moved out of California and probably going to Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all going to fucking move here, and they're going to clog up the roads. I'm going to hate every single one of them, but good for you for moving.
Yeah.
We got drones in the future, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, but I can't ride one to work.
But then, you know.
Yeah. I can't take a drone Uber.
Yeah.
Droober.
But,
different than Juber. That's only in New York City.
I guess in the local.
It's cost effective and it'll get you where you need to go. That's all I'm saying.
Sounds like,
yeah, it sounds like bullshit. But,
cost effective and it'll get you where you want to go. Sounds
oh,
like
come
that.
On. Every 10 rides, you get a free piece of gefilte fish.
It's
so,
like,
I don't know what you're complaining about.
That's what she said.
It's like earlier this week, I decided I would post up a little Facebook action because, you know, I'm going to stay.
Are you still on that?
I'm still on here. You know, I just want to be a thorn in people's sides. You know, as that's how I look
Zuckerberg
at it.
Zuckerberg is a thorn.
And I posted up. I said, hey, I want to charge as like, you know, in the name of the planet and controlling climate change,
yep.
We would love, I charge everyone to take their gas-guzzling, carbon-polluting cars and push them into the nearest lake. and
well,
stop,
it's a small body of water.
And next time you go on vacation or decide you have to go to a business meeting, I recommend you walk or ride a bike. Don't take a train. Don't take an airplane. And you know what? Throw everything in your house away that's made of plastic.
Yeah.
I was like, at the end, I said, sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah. So pick up your contemporary home that you overpaid for by about a quarter of a million and throw that in the garbage.
Guilty.
Because the people who made it, stapled it together, and the people who charge you for it every month
Yeah. So yeah. I just think, you know, this, I want to save the planet, you know, but where's the evidence that, you know, that the planet changes all the time? It's changed. It's always changed.
Well, it's not even the evidence of that. It's where that material goes and where it comes from. So half the people who say they're recycling aren't recycling. So doesn't that put a damper in this whole thing that you're talking about? And then exactly. On top of that, it's like, hey, let's all switch to electric cars, yeah. Like GM's trying to do by, what is it, 2035 or something like that. But they're trying to all switch to electric cars. GM's not making good at making regular cars. I don't know how they're going to make good electric cars. But they're probably going to fuck that up,
yeah,
too.
I'm sure the first recall will be the battery exploded and killed 6 people.
Yeah. We shouldn't
2,560 times before we said it was a recall.
We shouldn't have put the battery pack in front of the airbag. That was such a stupid thing to do. Why would you do that?
Shit, we fucked up.
Yeah. You get a face full of double A's. Yeah.
Well, the guy we hired said he worked for Tesla.
But no, the whole point with like switching that whole thing, and not that it's great, not that there isn't cool technology like Elon Musk is making and everything like that. There's a natural progression to society that you should follow.
Right.
However, that doesn't mean you need to create a time frame on it for a political reason that makes you feel like a relevant person, not relevant, relevant person.
Right.
Even though you're not. But so it's like you get the battery technology's not there, the range isn't there. So what you're going to have is a shitload more of all of these. Where's this battery? You don't just imagine a battery into existence. You have to dig up the precious metals from a mine, not in America. I promise you that, because nobody in America will work in these fucking mines. Shame to coal miners. I'm just saying, it's like a lithium mine in Africa. Probably a little bit worse than what you got going on in West Virginia. Yeah. Not that there's everybody's
and then just the impact on the environment from
that they're dealt
strip mining, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have to do a fuckload more of that if you want to create that many cars. Because the only way you do that at a reasonable cost is if you have enough of them. So it's like, well, let's just have a niche product they already can pay out the ass for and pat themselves on the back for buying. It's like, like Tesla was already when it first fucking came out.
But that's the other thing that people forget about, that when you plug your car in or whatever,
you're going to damage the environment.
Because you're going to be pulling off the grid, which, are coal burning plants and.
Exactly.
I mean, Tennessee is pretty good in a hydroelectric. Tennessee, because the Tennessee Valley Authority, that's what they did, and like strong armed people out of their land and took over that. But still,
that's a good point that you bring up. Is like that's all this shit has to come from somewhere. So it's like it has to draw off the grid. And where does that grid come from? So you act like you're saving the Earth, but you're not. You're actually probably making it worse, because the best thing you can do is take your 1980s piece of shit that you've been driving and just keep it running. But nobody wants to do that, because you can't have this greed and avarice and sort of like petty narcissism about yourself, being like to go out and push a button, be like, I push good person button. They push bad person button, I push good person button because I'm the smarts.
Exactly. So it's all kind of like bullshit.
It's all vanity. It's all about vanity.
Yeah, it's all about vanity.
That's the bottom line.
It's all theater.
Song about that. There's a song about that. White Cake.
No. Yeah. Great band.
Yeah. Great band.
But here's the thing too. Is the solar energy market.
Yeah.
It's been shot down for years because it's gas and coal ash are big money makers. So
true.
You know, God forbid we actually use the power from the sun.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. But I think right now, though, but again.
It's an element of both,
the green energy that we have is this power from the sun.
And right.
No, you're right. Yeah. There is an element of both that I feel like both sides are negating, and everybody else is just caught in between two crashing waves of stupid.
But then I guess that goes back. Back to what you said earlier, Jason, where it's like, you know, the technology is working and catching up, because now, solar power is becoming a thing for houses.
No, it's getting better. It's
getting better. The technology is getting better. The equipment's getting cheaper. It's getting more affordable. It's getting more affordable.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it. I was like, I'd put solar panels on this house.
If it gets to the point where it's so affordable, why wouldn't you buy it? Yeah, just like you did with any other technology. Let the natural progression take place, because the big thing about America is we like to innovate. We like to create new things. So let people create new things, and don't try to force a fucking mandate so you can have political power. You ignorant, superfluous
line the pockets of your lobbyists who fucking push them for it.
I'm a different same politician. But you know, the ignorant, and for the purpose of this specific argument, hillbilly masses, because that's what they always like to call everybody else on the Republican side.
Yeah.
Those ignorant hillbilly masses are going to just gobble it the fuck up, and they're going to move on because they're useless.
Yeah. Well, we're hitting the 30-minute mark. We thought, let's take a break.
Intermission time.
Let's take a little time to go to the lobby and get some snacks.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Yeah. So we'll be back in a minute. We'll be back in a minute if anybody's going to go and, you know, hit the boys' room. Patrick, you hang in there. We're going to be right back, all right?
Sounds good. Peace. But if we had a nice cloth that we had with, like, the show logo or some shit like that, I would ass on it 0%. I'm just saying,
this is a battleship ashtray here, buddy.
No, I am not knocking the ashtray. That is a sick ashtray.
All right, so we're back. What are you gargling over there? We're back.
Ooh.
What are you doing? You rinsing out your mouth with some Fireball?
Don't spit it out.
That's what she said.
Yep. Ooh. That's a whole different night.
Wait, I had Fireballs that night.
Fiery balls? That sounds like a disease.
Yeah, you should see a doctor.
Yeah, get some ointment. I mean, do people even use, like, the word ointment anymore?
No, it's in the same group of the people who still use the word moist a lot.
Moist. Yeah. What's wrong with moist?
Both of those terms, there's something about it that I really, it doesn't sit well with me. Moist? And I know that says more about me, but, like, it's...
What do you do when you, like, buy a cake mix that says Duncan Hines moist?
I say the word. It's not that I'm incapable of saying the word. I just fucking hate it when people say the word. Because it just sounds gross.
That's right. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. No, it's more light on the taint while you get your donuts.
Oh. Don't go too far. Don't get too far. You'll get some chocolate.
Oh, yeah. There is a limit to everything.
Unless you're into that, you could be into that.
Yeah, let's say. Then there's other porn, you know. The German type is very aggressive.
We went from politics to porn. Oh, it's the same thing.
It is, yeah. Let's say, two shitty sides of the same coin.
It's a fucked up
deal
either way.
Yeah, I mean, I only grew up with skin magazines and shit, so like...
Yeah, like my penthouse.
The internet...
Playboy was still relevant.
The skin mags.
The skin mags. But, you know, it was, you know, once the internet hit, it was just like, what's this? I'm like, whoa, you can, whoa. That's it. Yeah. I've heard things about it, you know, internet porn and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like I was at the tail end of the last generation to have magazines under the bed.
Yeah, man, me too.
Like, I was, after that, that wasn't a thing.
Yeah, but then the internet, like, you know, introduced, because at the time, like, you're on dial-up, so first of all, you'd have to, like, click on the video and click
in. Yeah,
you
already came by the time you saw it.
Wait for it to get in there. Yeah. And luckily for you, it was
take a shower, everything.
They were only 30-second clips, so you could just get it over with really quick. It's like 30 seconds, that's all I need. Two shakes and a wiggle, baby.
God, I was talking about the upload time, not the download time. I was talking about the time it took to, like, see the tits. I had time to take a shower, make a sandwich, get a college degree, come back home, come downstairs, be like, well, it's half loaded, and then live another 30 years of my life before the other part of the web page loaded. And by then, it's like, yeah, try jerking off to that.
There you go. Yeah, it's just it's like, how long do I want to go now?
Sometimes you can't get a load at all. Yeah.
It's just firing some blanks. Firing the blank.
Firing the fucking blanks.
Yeah, she's firing blanks, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, somehow or another. We just kind of lean back.
No, it's all the Freudian complexes that people like to harp about, which, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, that's usually kind of how it goes, the first part.
Until they get to Oedipus, and I was like, all right, slow down. You don't actually have a college degree, so let's not fucking...
Yeah.
Everything in life is you wanting to bang your mother. I'm like, God damn it, what disgusting. The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I read in a book, and I'm smarter than you. All I heard was Irish and not having a college degree. I will say yes.
Pythagoras.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Irish. So
I don't think
sorry.
Any of them had a college degree, did they? Did they make up like the college thing?
But 3.14 is pi, though. So I mean, is that
they were scholars.
You're correct. Yeah.
They were scholars.
Oh well.
They taught, but I guess. But I mean, like I don't know. Roman times, you come out and go, look, Mama graduated.
Yeah. I got to use. I figured out how to use the abacus all on my own. I was like, "We're gonna feed you the wolves." Like, didn't work last time. Not gonna work this time.
I got new technology for the sundial.
What if we set it an hour ahead in summertime and an hour behind in wintertime? You're like, you're a fucking moron. And here we are.
Apparently.
It wasn't farmers. It wasn't people in World War I. It was some Roman dipshit who was like, I don't have relevance in this society. You know what? This sundial's a little too accurate.
Because the lions didn't figure time out at all.
Well, they just...
They ate them. Somebody fed them to the lions like Carol Baskins.
Yeah, the Christians.
Oh, well.
Speaking of which... Joe Exotic did not get pardoned by Trump.
That's right. He was kind of pissed off. He said he was too gay.
Too gay to be pardoned, man.
Too gay to be pardoned by Trump.
Fucking load of shit. No, it's because you're a fucking psychopath. That's why.
Right. And so is your nemesis, Carol Baskin.
It's because you, anyone who was in that show, anyone who created that show, anyone who was on that show, anyone who filmed it, edited it, nothing... should be a relevant human being for the rest of their lives. That show should never made it to the light of day, till the day that I fucking die. What a goddamn useless show that was.
Yeah, it was horrible. I mean, I just looked at it, I'm like, God, these people are just the worst.
Shouldn't exist.
It's like
they shouldn't exist.
This is like an extended episode of Jerry Springer.
That's what it was. It was a rehash of Jerry
Springer
time.
There's eight episodes of Jerry Springer of the same fucking people.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, that's a relevant point. Yeah, because Jerry Springer used to be intensely popular.
Yeah. Like, here you go. Which always makes me feel good. I'm like, okay, I'm not that bad. You know?
Yeah, and there is that element to the Tiger King and watching that being like, well, didn't grow up in that part of anywhere in Florida or the United States or anywhere, you know, civilized. Holy fucking goddamn shit.
Yeah, well, what the hell's going on down there?
It's not everybody in Florida, but let's be honest, there's some that Florida man is a thing for a reason.
Yeah, well, Florida gets a little nutty out there.
You get a little crazy.
Get a little crazy down there. But yeah, so...
I mean, there's weird stuff going on there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Always weird shit.
Not as weird as fucking Epstein's Island.
Yeah, that was weird.
No, you gotta go a bit farther south for that.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Here's the thing is there's weird shit going on somewhere right now.
Well, he also did have a ranch in New Mexico and some sort of fucking Cuomo place in fucking New York, so... Let's not go too crazy and think that all that shit that happens in other countries can't happen here, because it absolutely does.
Yeah, Cuomo said that the news outlet said that Cuomo basically kind of fudged the nursing home numbers. He said they weren't in the nursing home when they died. They were in a hospital, so it's a hospital.
Yeah, we kicked them out on the street.
Yeah, so
they didn't die in the building. You can't charge me.
Yeah.
Like, this is some like typical fucking douchebag fucking New Yorker bullshit.
Yeah, fuck you, man. He was in the hospital. He died in the hospital.
No, we stuffed those cunts in the fucking garage. You can't charge me for that. They weren't in the building.
They weren't even there. You can't count that as a nursing home death.
You can't make me responsible for what I do. That's why I'm fucking Vinny, like, and I run the show here. It's like, God damn it, Vinny. It's like, how are you the only relative of your entire family tree that's not actively in prison right now?
But your so true. Fucking
and the hell communist.
Hey, look, he got caught up some bullshit, all right? Like, it wasn't his fault, all right? Yeah. It's, you know, those kids were supposed to be well over 18.
fucking Chris Cuomo is out fucking Don Lemon in the ass.
We all gave him nipple rings. Apparently, that's frowned upon. Him and his brother just taking turns twisting them. Yeah. What a life.
What a life. swapping their wives.
Ew, not all their swapping.
How much more can we do?
Yeah.
How much farther can we go? But yeah, you know. So who's becoming my hero in politics right now is Rand Paul. He got into it with George Stephanopoulos on last Sunday on This Week.
How good was Snuffleupagus saying?
Snuffleupagus was talking about how, you know, just wanting Rand Paul to admit that there was no fraud and that it was a lie.
So again, it's like he's trying to live out the same thing that he was outdated in 3.5 years ago. But it's just like. So I'm gonna not acknowledge that the fact that you're dipshit one, and not acknowledge the fact that all the shitty things that he's doing so far. But no, it's Rand Paul from what you did 7 months ago. Rand Paul and him, and he's horrible.
Right.
And am I relevant yet? Right. Am I the Tom Green of news? Should I kill myself later? Yes, you fucking should.
Yeah, but Rand Paul got in his shit, basically. He just wasn't going to be taken, you know, sit there and have George call him a liar.
I don't imagine he would.
He's like, you're not going to sit. He goes, every time we bring something up, he goes, there's two sides. And George just kept going on. Well, A.G. Barr said there was no proof of widespread fraud.
Yeah, he's the reason the NPC meme is a thing. He goes, it's true.
We've heard both sides. And he goes, well, he said widespread. He goes, but there's some definite irregularities that we should look into. And basically George was just being a fucking DNC fucking mouthpiece as always. You know, he's just a fucking political fucking hack. I mean, he was fucking for.
He's definitely a hack. He's partially a self-admitted, you know, hack.
Yeah. And posing as a journalist.
But that's all you do now, because the left, everything they have to do is so inconsequential, is that you can just try on whatever hat you want to, and it's okay if you don't want to wear that hat anymore, and you can put this hat on.
Exactly. It's like, you know, what John Kerry told the pipeline workers, just go get a job making solar panels.
So they, you know, they
chose poorly. You chose poorly.
They take things that should be good to an unnecessary degree to the point where they're bad. It's such a the left became such a parody of themselves that I'm going to hate and enjoy this next 4 years.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna! I haven't seen where, like, everybody, like, you know, I haven't seen any of my liberal friends like post up about how all the great things that Biden has done already.
Yeah,
they're pretty quiet. You know, they're pretty quiet.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they're taking it.
Yeah. I bet you some of those people knew people who worked on the pipeline.
So how long do you give it before blue-haired leftists try to take a hold of this whole, like, GameStop stock change, being like, this is how we fight the power, and then.
Yeah.
Because AOC wouldn't come up with it before, but she'd wait till after, being like, yes, this is how we fight against people on Wall Street is by taking, and not that, so this is the whole thing, that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Yeah. So everything that the GameStop people did, good intentions, good results, good idea to do, fucking probably keep doing that.
Yeah.
Probably keep doing that as long as you can fucking do it. Because unfortunately, the irrelevant politicians that are on quote unquote your own side are going to fuck your game up so hard, and they're going to keep you from doing anything real.
You're taking their money.
Oh, it's not even about taking their money. They're so caught up in themselves. That's why I brought up that whole, like, you're a parody of yourself type of thing.
Yeah.
It's not even that coherent. It's just, it's all petty narcissism.
Yep.
That's all it is. It's all toddler-esque behavior.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But I heard that I just kind of caught a glimpse of it. I didn't read the whole thing, but I saw some Republican was actually going to go fire up the Occupy Wall Street again protest.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. Like, is Antifa too busy to not protest Wall Street, you faggy fucks?
Yeah, where are you guys at? Where are you at, you bastards?
No, you're willing to burn down apartment buildings in Seattle, you know, outside there. You're willing to go to the suburbs of Kenosha and protest, somebody who got shot because he finger raped his fucking girlfriend. But yeah. But no, now the people who actually fuck over the entire country, which is the same, you know, like I said, Bernie Madoff, Goldman Sachs type of fucking people that we all kind of hate. I would feel like 95% of people hate those types of people. Like, if you're not one of those or the type of people that are getting paid by one of those people, then you kind of are like, yeah, those people are assholes.
Yeah.
So that whole argument has been dissolved.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's the people working for us. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden keeps making government bigger every time he signs something.
Yeah. Enjoy your taxes.
Enjoy your taxes. It's going to be crushing.
It's going to be. I'm going to want to move out of Davidson County before it really hits.
I am not in Davidson County.
Yes. I still am. So. Yeah.
Speaking of Davidson County, I saw that Mayor Cooper broke some ground up in Madison for some affordable housing. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that's okay.
So we're not going to want to live in Madison either.
No, yeah, I was like, okay, well, that's a good place for it right now because it's kind of going in the shithole anyway.
Yeah.
But I posted it
10 years ago. It's fine.
Yeah, I posted up and said, hey, why don't you put that, you know, outside of Brentwood or something?
No reason to. Exactly.
And then in the post, you know, some lady pipes up and she says, you know, Mayor Cooper's the mayor of Nashville. And I said, yes.
Correct.
I said, yes.
Yeah.
And then she came.
Way to keep track of basic facts and figures.
And then she came back. She goes, you know that Brentwood's in Williamson County. And I said, yes, I know. And I said, put it outside Brentwood because right across Old Hickory is Davidson County. And I've been down that road, that stretch of Franklin Road. It's pretty nice.
Oh, apparently this wrinkled bitch with her stupid poodle never heard of Brentioch, place in between Brentwood and Antioch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even going towards, you know, even towards going towards.
Back in the day, we used to call that Brentioch.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So whenever irrelevant cunt said that, is irrelevant for said thing that the noises that you make come out of your face is the reason why people don't like you.
But that was the end of my post to Mayor Cooper. I was like, that's how you make. Yeah, I was like, that's how you make.
Yeah,
real.
I hate the noises you make come out of your face. Yeah,
I was like, that's how you make real equity there, Mayor Cooper.
Yeah. Well, and then what's the property tax in Davidson County?
37%.
Yeah, I was gonna say like 72%. Maybe going into the 80s by the end of the year.
So basically what's happening, so Mayor Cooper has raised the taxes to 37% so we can make affordable housing for deadbeat fucks who don't want to do anything.
Section 8 housing always produces the best.
Always the best, you know. They bring that the real good, wholesome family atmosphere.
They do, yeah. I go over there for Christmas.
I know. You know, they're always out there like... They're out there planting gardens and...
Fuck presents. I want gunshot wounds.
Keeping everything looking nice and no garbage.
No garbage? Because they're all garbage. You're talking about the people who live in Section 8 housing? No, the people who create more and more and more of it for their own premises. And then the people like you that promote it.
Yeah.
You're garbage.
Yeah.
You're garbage. The people who create are garbage. The people who live in it are garbage. But you're not willing to acknowledge that because of your lack of self-awareness, sense of entitlement, and delusions of adequacy. Yeah.
All right, Jason, I just want to say all those statements just made me feel unsafe.
Yeah. Well.
I need to take a minute and think about what you just said.
I don't
and try to process it so I can make a logical response to that. Because obviously the systemic racism in the system is completely inherent in you.
I don't.
You're just saying you don't want poor kids to get ahead.
You know what? I don't want to make you feel unsafe.
They're just as smart as the white kids.
You say that, but you know, we know it's not. Who said that?
I don't know.
Some
who was that guy?
Fucking asshole, some fucking hillbilly from Delaware.
From Delaware.
No, it's a whole state full of pawn shops, tattoo parlors, gun stores, right, and no sales tax. And you live by, it's the only place where you can live by an ocean and hate it.
Yeah. Well, and Joe Biden also said, too,
can we be honest? He grew up in a shithole state.
He said, I don't want my children to grow up in a racial jungle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good for him.
Well, maybe Joe Biden should move to Canada.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have to because Joe Biden and his family has never actually lived probably in a impoverished neighborhood in his life.
No, they lived in Kamala Harris style neighborhoods their entire life. Yeah.
So, I mean, you're not going to be in a racial jungle because you got private security to keep those folks away.
And thus is the argument that I feel like people like me, Chris, Patrick, everyone else have been arguing for the entirety of our lives outside of political arguments is that people in power don't use it well. So you need to be aware of the people in power who don't use it well and combat that. That's all you have to fucking do. You don't have to be a goddamn crazy person.
Yeah.
But everyone's trying to divide things and make things worlds apart from where they should be just so they maintain relevance. It's not that everyone else in the world is stupid. It's fucking you.
Yeah. It's got everything to do with you.
Everything should be free. College education.
That's right.
Everything.
Hey, let's get back to the Great Reset. You're going to own nothing and be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to rent everything. So when you stop doing.
That sounds correct.
So
yeah.
When you stop doing the bidding of, you know, of Davos, you will, all your shit will be shut off.
Yeah.
You know? And you won't have, then you'll have nothing. That was like my other joke with the globalists. They always keep talking about this equity shit. You know, we're going to rise people up so they have an opportunity to end at the same place. And I'm like, all right, so when you end with nothing, you actually both have nothing. So thank you.
So just to be clear, we're not talking about equality. We're talking about equity. So equality is the same opportunity that, you know,
everybody's got.
Skin color, gender. Right. Sexual orientation, whatever. You get the same opportunity as everyone else. Yeah, but equity is, well, we get to pick and choose based off of all of those things, who's first and who's last. And nobody stops to think, like, hey, maybe the person deciding who's good or who is bad isn't necessarily good.
Yeah.
Nobody stops to think that.
But then you've got one small...
Because they're too caught up in themselves. Right. They're too, you know, that's that toddler-esque stupidity that's the aforementioned thing.
You know, and then I think, along that lines, too, as I think that, you know, members of Congress have issued, like, you know, that they want to have a wall built around the Capitol building.
Oh.
Yeah, walls. Oh. Isn't that crazy? And I said to you that... And I thought about that, and I was like, okay, so as soon as you build the wall around the Capitol building, that place is no longer for the people. It's over.
Exactly.
You are build a wall to keep the people away.
Yep.
You know?
Because you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, do you think walls work?
Yeah, apparently they work around Congress. But not around, you know, trying to support borders
security,
and shit. Yeah. So basically they're saying, you know, we're going to keep you out because we're in here doing shit that you don't need to know about.
Yeah.
You know, don't come to our door and our house and our sanctuary of government, our temple of government.
Yeah, that's been happening since, I mean, I don't know exactly when, but since I've been alive, since you've been alive, probably like your parents, my parents, and like maybe even into our grandparents, things that we've been dealing with.
Yeah. Yeah, it keeps going on.
So was it really an insurrection? Because you know what? The Capitol
No.
is for the people, by the people, right?
Correct, yeah.
We, as taxpayers, that's our property, correct?
Correct.
Technically,
but
But not literally, no.
No.
I mean, I don't agree with them the way they went about it and decided, you know. But then there was different areas where
it was redneck, stupid.
Yeah,
right. Just dumb crap. Just a bunch. Like I said, you know, just a bunch of idiots. What do you expect? Sooner or later, people are going to get fucking mad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you know?
Nobody on the left ever wants to take responsibility for their actions because they think that everything they say or do is inconsequential. Right. That if something that they're doing doesn't work out, they can take off the hat that they're wearing and just put on a new hat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's basically been a problem. That's not even a political argument. That's been an American problem. Since, like, The Simpsons were a fucking thing. Because they tried to warn us about all that shit, and none of us fucking listened. Where it's just like, you know, you gotta watch out for, like, vanity and petty narcissism and, you know, being, like, over-consumerism. And then now over-consumerism is a point of the left because it's like, you know, who are all the people who are, like, who are super avid on all of this technological progression to the point of it drags us back. Like I said, natural progression, great thing. You're supposed to evolve. You're supposed to adapt. You're supposed to create new technologies. You're supposed to do all these great things. But if you force it into a position for a political purpose and then everyone else behind you just gobbles it up like the antiquated fucking moron that they are. You know, like, I've never had a point of relevancy in my life, but now I have something to attach myself to. And there are so many people out there, because it seems like when we talk about shit like this, like, these aren't people that can hold down jobs or have families or have... No, these are all people that work next door to you. They have jobs. They have, because you have to. You're going to die if you fucking don't. So they all want to equate all the people who disagree with them to these ranting homeless people, which is a disingenuous, just stupid argument. And it just, if you want to start to fix things, cool. Start to fix things. Yeah. Don't just pat yourself on the back for already fixing things because you said they were bad.
Right. Or creating a committee or a task force to...
Yeah. So we're going to spend, $50,000 to get this committee to tell us things we already know. No. But that's all right, because then we're going to post a headline for the people in mainstream media that we know, and they're going to post a headline, you're going to gobble it up on your iPhone while you work at Petco and fucking be like, I'm a fucking politically relevant person living in Los Angeles, and I hope to be an actor someday because I'm caught up in my own narrative.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking... It's such Hollywood dipshit bullshit that we've been caught up in for, like I said, 20 years, since the 80s, I love the 80s, I love, you know, I love a lot of generations, because there's a lot of good shit that came out of every generation, but you have to acknowledge why the good shit came out of the bad shit is because the bad shit was prevalent, so, you need a counteractive, and that's why it's like, I felt like I was against the establishment, you know, to a certain extent. Not the tear down, defund the media type of thing. Is that we need to make changes things from a young perspective, even, you know, from my own thing. Like,
exactly.
So then you get to the end of it, and we're still fighting the same fights with the same people who are just now a younger generation of the same dipshit who I'm is still... like, yeah, I love this. It makes me feel like I'm the smart person.
Yeah, and I'm always amazed by, like, when did the flip happen?
I don't know exactly. You know, it's hard to pinpoint.
I mean, I've always... The Great Flip,
and
that's what we call it, The Great Flip. We just named the podcast.
True. God damn it. That's a good one.
I've always, you know, a registered Republican, have always my views been conservative, always conservative to a point, but always against the establishment.
Yeah.
You know, I can call bullshit for sure. I can call bullshit, and I see bullshit, and I smell bullshit, and I call them on it. And so, I'm just saying, it's just ridiculous that people think that. You know, I mean, yeah, am I a lot more conservative now? Yes, than I was, but I've always been fighting against the establishment. And all of a sudden, like one day, I woke up and the Republicans were like, "Yeah, we're for the working man." I'm like, "Wait a minute." What happened, you know?
And that's why I like my going from left-leaning libertarian to right-leaning libertarian. Yeah. And you know what? Half of it was cast upon me, but I like where I'm at. So, fuck you.
Yeah.
But so I mean, it's just like, when did the flip happen? When did that go down? I guess it probably went down
with
Trump. I think it went down with Trump.
I think it was a little before that. Honestly.
It was a little bit before that.
I think it was at the second term of the Obama era.
I believe it. Yeah, I would say that. I mean, even with Obama, you know, I mean, even in the beginning when Obama got elected, I thought to myself, I'm like, well, here's...
Yeah, I didn't mind that.
I was like, okay, whatever. Let's see what this guy's got. Let's see what he's got.
He didn't do any of the change that he said he was going to do. That's kind of was like, that was the last, to me, that was the last fuck you that I was willing to take.
Yeah, I kept sitting there going, where's this, where's all this change? And then I just felt like his first term, he was just a very kind of mediocre fucking politician.
Drone bombings like the ass.
Yeah. And his foreign policy was shit.
Foreign policy was garbage. And they wanted to promote it as the least racist president ever.
Yeah.
But no, all these Trump hates Muslims. Like, what about your black president that was drone bombing people every 20 minutes?
Right, he blew up hospitals.
Because you can't go too crazy, right?
Well, he's just only brown, too. I mean, he's half.
You always have to elect the establishment Democrat.
Yeah, not quite black yet.
That's why Bernie, I'll say it again, Pepperidge Farm Sanders, has never got elected and never will because he's too irrelevant to the establishment Democrats.
Yeah. That's right.
He'll never forget with his fucking mittens.
That's right, Bernie. We saw what you did on the highway.
The Bernie mittens.
But yeah, that's the thing. You know, they keep like promoting all this racial shit, but like Kamala and Obama are just almost black. You know, they haven't gone full black yet.
So they want to make fun of Republicans for having token friends like Kanye West and, you know, like all those other people, but. You know, all those other people, there aren't any. Like, yeah, there are. You just haven't watched any right-wing media.
Yeah.
So they'll promote these people like, yeah, that's their token friend. Like, so who's Kamala Harris? Like, who are all these faux black people that you elect? That when I talk to black people, because other than you, like, I never grew up in their neighborhoods, I never lived in them, but they got a bad rap, and they did get a bad rap, but you don't fucking understand why.
Well,
so you're a
goddamn
moron.
We've done another 30 minutes here at Here It Is Podcast, so we'll take a quick intermission again, hit the lobbies, get a beer. It's time to get a beer now. Yes. So we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned. Yeah, bullshit. So we're back.
We are back.
We came back. One more round.
Oh, obviously you came back. Yeah, it's ruined. Close it out. We're going to close down the night. Now, I like some Mr. Hankey. I love some South Park.
Y'all want to get high? Y'all want to get high?
Well, I would assume that I wasn't the only one. This is my goddamn day off, and I'm going to take it as well as, you know, and whatever I want to do with it.
That's right. This is what we... There you go. Don't drink twice
as much.
Well,
let's not go.
You
got
to make another 30 minutes, yeah. Patrick.
We all got to wake up for work tomorrow, so let's not.
I don't have to wake up for work. Work. Work, whatever.
What do you mean work? You have to edit this show.
It's like I'm starting to get mad about putting pants on.
You don't have to put pants on to edit the show. Nobody's going to be here.
I know. I don't. I'm just saying, but like, you know, to do this, I have to put pants on. If I have to go somewhere, I have to put pants on.
I would still argue, but I see your point.
And if I get, as soon as I get a job, I got to put pants on again. And I've decided that, you know, that I don't want to put pants on no more.
Yeah. What if there is a job where you never had to wear pants? I was like, have you ever had an OnlyFans?
Yeah. Nope. It'd be about as good as this podcast and the listener and the viewership inside of this thing. Oh, there's like, you know, two people.
Yeah, I think you'd be surprised about the amount of lowly people out there.
I could use a couple extra dollars.
Yeah, right? My big thing and the thing with all this show is...
Maybe the sex industry is for me. Send your wife over, I'll fuck her.
Well, the big thing about the show is we never ask for charity, but we do accept donations.
We do. We would appreciate, yeah. you know, if you...
I'm never going to ask for money, but if you want to give us money, yeah. you want to give us money.
I guess if we're doing a little quick in-podcast promotion, if you watch the videos on YouTube, you need to like...
Which you should.
You need to like, share, and subscribe, and hit the old bell button for the notification. That's how YouTube knows you like that shit, and they'll start promoting it better. That's the gist I've got from what I've read, because I have time about this stupid podcast now. And
oh, it's a great stupid podcast. Yeah. I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Anyway, I guess I should give out a shout-out to my wife's cousin, Chris. He sent me a message last night and said, hey, I just want to let you know that I started listening. He goes, I actually started really listening to your podcast. I started from the beginning.
Oh, that's kind of cool. You started from the beginning. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
That's what I thought.
So
I'm like,
sorry.
And I said, hey.
You started at the worst part.
Started at the beginning. And I said, hey, look. You know, I was like,
started from the bottom, and now you're still at the bottom.
It's like, it was a little rusty. And actually, because he
contacted. Of course it was rusty. We had no fucking idea what we were doing.
Yeah, he said, I'm into September. And he goes,
now
and
it's
he goes,
being good.
And he goes, thanks for the shout out. He goes, I was listening to the one about the food stamp studs, and you're the.
Oh, the food stamp studs.
And
he goes,
you mentioned me saying that, you know, that he'd said that, you know, that looks like a still from Stranger Things. So he goes, I was like, well, it's a little rusty and it's kind of, you know, it's a work in progress. He goes, no, it's great. I love it. So thanks for listening.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for listening. I'm aware of the food stamp stuff. Yeah. I'm aware of that now, thanks to you.
Yeah. One of our big hits was Chicken Noodle. And the Valley Girl Hump. Ooh. Which was, you know, the Valley Girl Hump.
No.
It's a put on.
And I will say this. Shit's not bad, son. Shit's
That's right.
not bad.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
It's
you know,
worth a listen.
I'm
it's
just saying, you know, I mean,
to.
You know, pretty much, you know, Chicken
I'm
Noodle
just
was.
Toss that out there, you know, and I don't care what the fuck you do with that information.
We just kind of went with Chicken Noodle, Chicken Noodle, Chicken Noodle. So. You know, later on in life, I thought another great hit from, you know, what you know, of course, the food stamp stud had disbanded by this time. And you know, and I remember we're doing, you know, we did it all for the cookie, chocolate chunk, hey, chocolate chunk, hey.
What are you trying to bang Christina Aguilera? What the hell are you doing? Yeah. You sound like a coked up marketing agent for Dairy Queen. Like, I came up with an idea for a new ice cream. It's like Rocky Road, but everyone's on coke. And you just go, scoop, there it is. Scoop, there it is.
Scoop, good luck.
And then, you know, I get...
Scoop,
I
have an addiction, 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 addiction. Yeah.
And then Cardi B came out for 31 Flavors. Some of that WAP ice cream tastes like a wet ass pussy.
Yeah, it was fine and everything, but the ice cream was melted, and it was really disappointing because of the personality of it.
Now they've got 32 flavors.
I'm the 32nd flavor.
Yeah.
Now they got 32.
32, which is a total guarantee that you have HPV.
You know. You know, that's truly it. I you know, my thing is too is like sometimes it's like, you know, that, you know, Baskin Robbins and Dunkin' Donuts are in the same place.
Are they?
It's like, you know, the one here in town, like by me, is
Dunkin'
like,
is way
you
better.
You get a Dunkin' Donuts and a Baskin Robbins, like so.
No,
if you're not
Baskin Robbins, like on if working at an ice cream shop was like being on prison release. When you got to go outside and like pick up grass clippings. That's what working at Dairy Queen was compared to working at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
So I will just say that.
But yeah.
Defending my northeastern territory.
Yeah, but
that
my thought is.
Well, then there's Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah. But my thought
yeah,
is.
Yeah, no, I love acid.
Me too.
So do I.
Yeah. Don't knock him for, you know, making ice cream and being on fucking drugs.
Oh,
because I don't.
coming up with crazy name or crazy names. But yeah, my thought with like, you know, Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin and Robbins being in the same exact store, I'm thinking, so you're not fat enough, so you got a dozen donuts. Why don't you go over there and get a fucking banana split for your fat ass too? And take that out there. Eat it in the car before you go eat a dozen donuts by yourself.
Yeah, enjoy your life.
Why don't you hit the fucking store and get a fucking gallon of chocolate milk and wash it down?
Yeah, enjoy your diabetes.
Yeah. Enjoy your diabetes, yeah. Have you guys seen Super Size Me?
I've never seen it, but I know all about it. Never actually watched it, but I saw him do like a, he actually like, him and his wife did like a reality show where they decided that they were going to go into Columbus, Ohio and live on minimum wage.
Oh, fun.
For 30 days. It was called 30 Days. Fun. The show was 30 days.
Why would you
and
do that? Fun.
It was like, you know, like 2 weeks in, you know, they could barely make it. They're in an apartment they can not even afford to pay for. They're like doing weekly rent. And his wife got like sick. And he had to take her to like a free clinic because he was hoping. But then they had to like bow out after
like
2 weeks.
No, that sounds
like
a realistic TV show.
They couldn't even do it. You know, I'm like, it's like, this is impossible.
No, that sounds realistic. Where it's like, you gotta go to the free clinic. Yeah. It's like, what's wrong with you? I got a gunshot wound. Then you pan on the next chick. It's like, hey, what's wrong with you? It's like, my elbow feels funny.
I can't seem to get this needle out of my arm. You got methadone here?
And then hospital security comes out and ushers her out with a broom and going, no lot lizards.
That's right.
No lot lizards.
You're on drugs. You can't be here. This is a Christian-free clinic.
Christian-free clinic. We like to help people. Like, all people are like, well, not really.
No, everybody. Not the drug addicts. Get out.
It's not shitting on Christians, but then it's shitting on something that would do that. That would be that.
Just so you know, we hear
because that. it would devolve into that. Yeah. I guarantee it. If you're that narcissistic, be like, my free clinic is created because I'm Christian. It's like, oh, well, then you're probably not really Christian, and you should probably take a minute and think about yourself.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah. Go. But it's all good because Joe's gonna hank, you know, jack up the minimum wage to $15 an hour, wherever.
Unity.
Put some unity out there. Thank you, Joe. Yeah. Thank you, old Savior Joe.
Oh, he's the new ideological perspective on life.
Yeah. Every time I see him, just go, wow. Wow, you are fucking white, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not that white on a bad day. Your phone talking to you?
I think
you're running out of juice?
No, Patrick. Patrick is disconnected.
Oh, he's gone, huh?
No, that's what the bleep
was about, huh? Maybe he had to go to the bathroom or something. But yeah, we're still here continuing. We lost feed to Patrick. We are via satellite with Patrick from the Irish Bunker.
No, it's good to have three.
You know, you got to get back.
I'm going to give him a call and see if the call dropped, but maybe something else is going on. We'll see.
You got it on speaker? He's talking, probably. Yeah. There you are.
Yeah.
There you are.
So what happened there?
Oh, I was eating the chicken wing.
Oh.
Well, don't eat your phone, too.
Yeah. You can just like, you can just, having a chicken wing. It ain't nothing but a chicken wing.
Somebody's taking a Snapchat from their pussy, which you would also call Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. You know what the difference between a lesbian and a saltine is?
No, what is it?
One's a snack cracker and the other is a crack snack.
Oh, it's bad.
Fucking ain't right. All right.
Bad. Fuck a bee. It has two holes.
Find it a political party that's on board now. Fuck a bee. It's got two holes. So
that's right.
Yeah, we're creating the fourth political party.
Don't worry.
Oh, the power of pussy.
Well, we could probably get Kanye West to come in and join us. I'm the greatest. Yeah. You ever see me? I got up there. I won 10,000 votes in Tennessee. That's right, because I am the greatest.
Now, I'm sorry, but as much as I want Connelly's West to come out here and play for us tonight, he is not in the realms of Jesus.
This is a Christian show, if you guys haven't noticed.
I mean, I'm not religious, but if I had to, like, gun to my head, being like, you gotta pick one, I'm gonna kill you. Like, it would probably be a Judeo-Christian
style religion,
which is probably just, like, I don't know if there's, like, a regular Christianity that doesn't delve into too much of crazy bullshit, but whatever that is. And then if that doesn't work, I guess I'll be a Jew.
Yeah.
Because, like, as much as I like having electricity on Sunday...
I don't think you can be a Jew.
I like salty foods. I like kind of being frugal.
I do like...
I don't know. I like
a good matzo ball. Matzo ball soup is good.
Matzo balls.
That's right. Lots of balls.
Yeah.
That's under the gevelda fish.
Yeah. And Jewish girls, not that unattractive. Oh, and I will
brisket
say that.
And the brisket was so lean.
There isn't a peel. I just can't deal with all the other stuff that comes along with it.
God's chosen people right there. But you know what? They don't get to go to heaven, though. They only have their legacy. That's how
well,
it works.
Well, that's because they don't believe in heaven or hell, and
right.
You're just supposed to deal with... And maybe be a decent human being, whether there's a God or not.
That's right. Hey, you know, God's here. He's here to help us, and... You know, there's no real afterlife. You just want to leave your legacy, really. You know, that's why they say you need to make a million.
No, that seems narcissistic. It's not all about legacy, because even a legacy will die out in time.
When I say
so
legacy...
So nobody nowadays cares about the legacy of, like, people who are in, like, the tea trades in Britain, who were, I imagine, were immensely famous, and immensely, like, you know, had a whole bunch of money and all this shit and control all these territories, and they were the relevant people, but they died... And they were relevant for a while, but they're irrelevant now, and they'll be irrelevant for the rest of existence.
I still blame the British for fucking racism.
Those pasty fucks.
Yeah, man.
They were, like, the worst. The imperialistic...
You toothpaste, Wallace and Gromit-looking motherfuckers.
It's like, I enjoy your comedy, but you guys are...
I do enjoy your comedy. I don't hate British people, actually, at all.
I don't hate British people, but I do blame the culture.
I've met a lot of, like, funny-ass and very intelligent
I blame the imperialistic style of the British, and they still have a very much, like...
Well, they fought against the imperialism, not as good as Americans, I will say that, but there was a fight against imperialism in the British Empire, the end of the British Empire, basically.
Which they spread.
But America was a big thing where it's like, no, fuck you. And it's like, well, fuck you. Like, well, no, fuck you. We're going to move to our own country, do things that are similar to yours, but the things that you didn't want to do, we're going to do. Like, oh, well, we're going to follow you to wherever you move. It's like, well, happy 4th of July.
Because you know what that means.
Correct, sir.
Treason Day. If you're the British, it was Treason Day.
But America's racist and has always been racist and is a horrible country since 1492.
It's like, I don't even know if you know that. Yeah, we're just a horrible
62.
Place.
Whatever the fuck.
Whatever. 1492, yeah.
That's
white people who showed up.
Well, they obfuscate history, so will we.
It was white people who showed up, so. Getting away from the British. Getting away from British oppression. A lot of them. Right. Well, the slave trade was all about everybody, really. I mean, it was a normal thing. I mean, when you had tribes in Africa conquer another tribe, they would take those people as slaves, and they could do whatever they want with them. They could keep them, or they could sell them out. That's just how it worked. They sold them to other tribes and shit. So we didn't, like I said, we did not invent slavery.
But we fixed it.
But we did fix it. Yeah.
And I'll really challenge anyone who would rather live here than Liberia. The slaves that were freed that moved to places, you know, other places besides America, just like, fuck America, I'm gonna leave here, which rightfully so.
Yeah.
And they left, and they took the same dipshit lessons that they learned from the Southern people that, you know, that might have been beaten in the Civil War. Fucking learned. So they took... Liberia is the Confederacy of Africa, so fuck you and your fucking moral standpoints.
It's like, I used to watch this show on the Discovery Channel, I think it was, and it was called Black Ops. And it was like this group of people who, like, go
in there. So it's Black Ops, not Black Cops.
No,
because
Black
I would
Ops.
Say that Carl Winslow from Family Matters would be a black cop.
Right, yeah. But black ops. These guys, but no black.
Yeah, I thought you did too.
Black ops. And it was a show about basically these guys who were like guns for hire.
Carl on duty.
Guns for hire who go in, and every time I ever watched the damn show, I'd see they were always in Liberia. I'm like, they're like, yeah. Like one time they're out on this boat, you know, like busting up on Japanese, you know, poachers, and they're out there running out there as
like whale wars.
Yeah, they're out there fucking running up on these Japanese who are fishing in the Liberian waters,
Yeah, where's a fat pasty fuck up to be like, you shouldn't kill whales.
Oh, if we want to get into PETA, PETA has entered the...
No, not PETA, the specific guy that created whale wars.
Oh, yeah. But PETA said that, you know, we need to stop using animal slurs to call people like chicken.
Animal slurs?
Animal slurs because they have feelings.
Are you out of your,
sir? You can look it up. It's real. PETA issued a whole nether... things you should say instead of
you
can still hate
like,
people
that sounds like
you
something
can still hate people
say.
And call them names because yes. You should instead of chicken you should
you
use
do.
Coward
as you do
you yeah. Should use coward, you know, rat, you should use you know, deplorable, you know, or something. But it was like a whole list of like other things you should, because animals have feelings too, and by using
dubbing
I don't know if you ever met a chicken. But they suck. They're horrible birds. They're mean.
You know? I like most birds.
That's why we kill and eat them. That's why we kill and eat them.
Chicken is delicious.
Chicken is delicious.
It is. Still like some chicken to this day, and I probably will to the day.
Chicken's
I
not
die.
Going anywhere. You can raise them in your yard. That's why they're called yard birds.
Yeah.
Yard. Oh, that was a band.
I was an artist. Charlie Parker, jazz artist Charlie Parker, was called Yardbird. And then there was the Yardbirds. They named themselves after Charlie Parker.
Yeah. The Yardbirds, that was...
But they were a blues band, which didn't make any sense because Charlie Parker was jazz. And so anyway, tangent.
Yeah.
A little quick tangent about rock and music history. Sorry, not rock and roll, but music history.
No, I'm cool
with music history.
I'm cool with it. It's fine.
Charlie Parker, he loved heroin.
Yeah,
as a lot of jazz artists did.
Yeah,
Coltrane, Miles Davis.
Oh, Coltrane!
All them guys, they all fucking shot smack.
John Coltrane.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't have a morphine addiction, so what the fuck are you supposed to do?
Yeah, they're like, which they actually, you know, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, who were the original guys, were amazing. They probably wrote some of the best bebop jazz ever. And then even fucking John. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, John Coltrane. Yeah, you got to cut that off. I'm on YouTube, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm on YouTube.
We're going to get sued, you asshole.
You got to cut that off, all right? We're going to get in trouble. I'm sure they won't pick up on
it. But no, fair point.
But fair point. But yeah, John Coltrane, genius. My favorite thing is probably one of the best versions of that song ever. You know. So anyway, a lot about jazz.
No, jazz music's gone into, like, rock and roll. Like, I love ska music growing up, so ska music was basically, like, rock and jazz mixed together.
Yeah, true that. Very freeform, as they would say.
Yeah.
Very
freeform. No, it's freeform. It has a lot to do with drugs and getting laid, but, you know, that's most music.
That's music.
Yeah. No, you're right. Exactly. Yeah.
Music.
But it was good for what it was for the early 90s.
Yeah, I've said it before. It's like Aerosmith wrote better music when they were on drugs.
I'm more of an AC/DC type of guy.
Then they hired people to write them songs.
See,
which I'm not saying that Aerosmith has not reinvented themselves and kept themselves relevant, but you know, the 70s shit was far better than what they did in the 80s. You know?
Yeah. Night in the Ruts.
Night in the Ruts, Commotion, fucking My Fist Your Face. That was from Done With Mirrors, actually, which would have been like the album they did when they first got back together, which didn't really do anything, which I love. And then Permanent Vacation came out, which launched them into, you know, back into the limelight, actually.
I didn't know that.
His daughter.
Yeah, Liv Tyler, man. Wow. I actually met her mother. Her mother, like, lives here in this town.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, she used to sing with this band downtown called The Residency.
Oh, really?
She'd get up and do BB Bills. And she would get up and do fucking Stooges songs. Yeah. I want to be your dog and stuff. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, she'd do Stooges song, a lot of punk, which I always thought was pretty fascinating. Yeah.
That's pretty good. You know,
life has not been good to her, so she's a little rough looking. She looked great in her younger years, but she's a little.
Mia likes some women that are rough around the edges.
Even Steven Tyler has not aged well, you know?
No, he hasn't. He looks like he's 7,000 years old. Yeah. But still amazing.
I was going to say 6,500 years, but you know, 7,000.
I mean, there's a margin of error throughout all of this, so yeah, we'll take a compromise and we'll say 6,750 years old.
I mean, the heroin was really good in the 70s, so that's
it was good enough to jump you in the next 500 years from where you are, because you're going to look like a pirate skeleton from The Mummy.
Goddamn.
They didn't have pirate skeletons in The Mummy. It's like, yeah, fuck you, Brendan Fraser. You haven't been relevant for 10 years. Shut up. Get off my Twitter.
Twitter.
Oh, awesome.
Twitter. Whew. Turn down John.
What are you penny-panging out there? What are you doing?
What are you doing out there?
Nothing now. I just took a piss.
Oh, good. Good. Got that out. Good news, listeners. Patrick just took a piss. Welcome to the Here It Is podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure we're all wondering.
Like, woo!
Sorry, I had to, intermission.
Well, you know, intermission ended ended 23 minutes ago.
It was in the interim of something.
Well, I took a piss then, too. So.
Yeah, well, keep pissing. Don't piss on yourself.
Yes.
Here, we drank all the Jameson already.
Yeah, Jameson's gone.
We drank all the Jameson.
Well,
we're going to toast with 1554.
Yeah, it's a good beer.
It's a tasty beer. And it's enlightened dark ale, so we are being enlightened right now. From 1554, bunch of fucking hippies brewing beer in fucking Colorado. That's right. I always feel enlightened after getting drunk.
Yeah, you can read the stars, but you can't read street signs.
That's right. You can't shut the fuck up.
That's definitely what she said. I'm sorry, it was my dick talking.
Whoa, your dick talks? Pretty amazing. You should get a YouTube channel.
That's a hell of a ventriloquist, if I say myself.
OnlyFans channel. I'm sorry, an OnlyFans.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
an OnlyFans page.
You guys want to hear my dick talk?
Okay, that's right. It says. Yeah, it's gone a dark road tonight, guys.
Oh, life is a dark road. The only thing is that the light that you shine yourself.
That's right. I do mark all the podcasts on YouTube as not for children, so
yeah. No, we are a dipshitted light amongst, you know, it's better than not having any light.
Yeah.
But if you take anything we say as some sort of scientific, political, or self-absorbent factual knowledge, that is a mistake on your part.
Yeah.
And if also, I will go the opposite spectrum of that and say that if you hear any one little word that we say and take a reason, reason for you to create offense out of that, then you are just as dipshit as a person who would... Well,
actually, we said it so we would offend you. So fuck off.
Oh, there is that too. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I don't care that much.
As the great Bill Burr would say, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I don't care that much. I don't.
You just go fuck yourself, all right?
Have a good old time and go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're all having a good out time out here.
That's right. We are having a good time here in the Here It Is podcast. Now the Irish version of it. That's right. It's kind of a gutter Irish Scottish piece of shit accent that I do. Sometimes the fucking the Australian sneaks in somehow or another. I don't even fucking know.
Joke here that I need to ask.
Right. Oh, go with your intolerables. I'm all ears.
Bring it on, deplorable.
Okay, so what's the difference between a faggot and a refrigerator?
What's the difference?
A refrigerator doesn't fart when you pull the meat out of it.
I, oh.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
Any people still left on Craigslist are going to get that joke.
Let's see if we can go. Let's see if we go on the one up joke. So, you know, what's the good thing about having sex with a transvestite is?
What's that?
You get to feel like you went all the way through.
That's pretty good.
There you go.
This is why we split it up.
That's right.
Between the YouTube and the After Hours podcast.
I guess we're going to have to cut this in After Hours.
The After Hours podcast is not meant for...
Which is only exclusive to...
Anchor.
Anchor and Spotify and your favorite podcast platforms.
As you know, Anchor's great. Everything else fucking sucks.
We're not making a commercial, so save it.
Oh, shit. All right, I'll save it. It's fine.
Here's a word from our sponsors.
That's right. All right, we can do a quick in-podcast sponsorship. If you're out there in the Nashville area and you listen to this podcast and you have...
Oh, you're going to give me shit for doing what I'm doing, but you're going to do the same fucking thing.
But this doesn't have anything to do with
Anchor. Enjoy your life, Joe Biden. That's right. Enjoy your life.
I'm just saying it doesn't have to do anything with Anchor. I'm just saying, maybe you want to head on down to the Black Abbey Brewery tomorrow and
grab a beer.
Friend of mine down there has got a food
truck.
Got a food truck he's setting up, Southern Spoon. Nice. Southern Spoon. You may know who I'm talking about, Adam Patrick. His food truck. Yeah, he's setting up down there. So if you want to go and get some hot chicken and waffles and some tasty food, it's all fresh and great. So drink some good beer. Have a little stuff off the food truck. Southern Spoon.
You have to like some chicken and waffles.
That's great. Does a good job. That is for sure. So I guess this podcast slipped into the After Hours, so we'll save that one.
Yeah.
We did take a break on the last one, so we're going to have to figure out. Nah, fuck it. That's
I think
be part
it's
of
like
it.
You guys are taking a break to become more incoherent. Yeah. It's like, no, we're trying to reel it back in.
Yeah, we'll end this podcast since it's an hour and a half and call it a wrap, and then we'll be back on the exclusive podcast on Anchor.
Like sneezing in the microphone.
Or your
what
favorite
are you doing?
Favorite podcast platform. So
hopefully
we'll wrap it up on this one. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back. Check out the After Hours. That's where you're going to hear the good shit.
Peace.
Peace. Bye, folks.